Malachim Beis Perek Dalin. As we have learned, Elisha received Pishnayim, a double portion from his Rebbe Eliyahu. This parak continues discussing the amazing miracles Elisha performed. Sefer Chai Nefesh explains that tzaddik is not chas v'shalom separate from Hashem. The tzaddikim themselves know they only have the ability to perform miracles because Hashem has granted them the ability to. The Medrash Tehillim brings, Hashem holds the keys for three things and usually doesn't hand them over to a messenger. They are the key for having children, the tree for trias hamesim, resurrection, and the key for rain. However, the Medrash continues to explain, Hashem reserves the right to hand over these keys to tzaddikim. As we have seen, Eliyahu and now Elisha perform miracles with the utilization of these keys. The Das Sofer points out and explains one of the reasons for these stories we've been learning about is to strengthen our amunah, faith in Hashem, as Hashem is the source of all life and can make anything happen as He sees fit. Now here's the first miracle of the parak in Pasuk Aleph. Ve'isha achas v'nishay b'nei nevi'im ta'akel Elisha lemor. And there was one woman who was the spouse of a Navi. She called out to Elisha saying, Avdecha ishi meis, my servant, my husband had died. Ve'ata yadati ki haya yiras Hashem. And you knew that it was a God-fearing man. And a collector is now coming to take my two children as slaves. Rashi, the Radak, and the Matsuda explain it was the wife of Ovadyahu. As we have learned, Ovadyahu personally saved 100 true Nevi'im prophets at great personal risk from Izebel, King Ahab's wife. At that time, Ovadyahu had to borrow money from Yehoram, Izebel, and Ahab's kid in order to pay for sustaining the true prophets in a cave that he was hiding them in. Currently, Yehoram had now become the king and was coming to collect the debt from Ovadyahu's wife and children. The woman told Elisha she has no money left, just one jar of oil. Elisha instructed the woman to borrow as many vessels as she could from the neighbors, go into her room, shut the door, and pour oil from the small jug to fill up the containers. As a miracle will happen, and all the containers will be filled. The woman did so. Once she ran out of vessels, the miracle stopped and the oil stopped pouring. Elisha told the woman to sell the oil, pay off her debt, and live off the remaining money for the rest of her life and her children's life. And now the second miracle of the parak in Pasuk Ches. Vayhi ayom v'yavar Elisha el Shunam v'sham isha gedola. And Eliyahu was on a certain day where Elisha went to Shunam, and there was a great woman there. The Radak and Rashi point out, this was the sister of Avishag HaShunamit. Avishag was the woman who would warm up David when David was cold towards the end of his life. Whenever Elisha was in town, she fed Elisha a feast. She recognized Elisha as a man of God, but Elisha built Elisha a private room in the attic for him to stay, learn, and daven Hashemin. Elisha wanted to pay back this woman. Elisha asked Gehazi, his attendant, to ask the woman what she may want. Gehazi related, the woman is childless and needs a child. Elisha then blessed the woman to have a child next year. The woman told Elisha to not disappoint her. And Pasuk Yirches through Lama Dalid, one day when the boy was in the field, he told his father his head hurts. His father then brought the boy to his mother. The boy died. The mother placed the dead boy in Elisha's room, then saddled her horse to find Elisha. The woman traveled to Har Carmel. Gehazi recognized the woman from a distance. The woman then desperately implored Elisha to help her with her child and said, "Didn't I tell you not to disappoint me?" Elisha had compassion on the woman and sent Gehazi ahead with a staff that Gehazi was to place by the dead boy's head. Gehazi did as he was told, but it did not work. Elisha then entered the room, shut the door, and prayed to Hashem. And Pasuk Lamed Daled, Vayal Vayishkav al Hayeled, and Elisha went up and laid on the boy, Vayasem Piv al Piv, and placed his mouth on the boy's mouth, Ve'enav al Enav, and his eyes on the boy's eyes, the kap of a kap, and his palms on the boy's palms, the yigarele v'yicham basayeled, and stretched over him and warmed up the boy's flesh. Then Elisha walked around the room one time in each direction, then again stretched himself over the boy. The boy had miraculously come back alive, sneezed 7 times, and opened his eyes. Elisha had done a Tchias HaMesim. Gehazi told the Isha Shunamis she what had happened. She bowed to Elisha and picked up her child. And now we'll begin the third miracle of the Perek. In Pasuk Lamaches through Mendalid, which is the end of the Perek, Elisha traveled to Gilgal. There was a famine and the prophets were starving from hunger. Elisha told Gehazi to put a large pot of food up and place food from the field inside the stew. Elisha and Gehazi were unaware the food was contaminated. The prophets told Elisha they will surely die if they eat the food from the field. Elisha poured flour into the pot of food, and miraculously, the food was no longer contaminated and fit to eat. A man from another city had brought proper food for Elisha and the prophets, but there was not enough for everybody. Elisha told the prophets to eat, and there will be more than enough left over. And that's the parable. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.